Hello, you guys. This is the Black Black Sleep Beauty Queen podcast. Yeah, second day. Okay, y'all. Today is Thursday, and this is Thriving Thursday. Thriving Thursday today. I'm gonna go with that word, thriving. It's April 2nd, 2020 today, right? Hey, y'all, guys. Today is my niece. Birthday today. Her name is Kajayla, and I want to wish her a happy birthday today, Kajayla. Happy birthday, Auntie. Love you. Okay, y'all. Guys, today is 61 degrees outside. It's sunny today. It's very nice outside, even though we can't be going outside. But today is a nice day. It's shining. It's sunny outside, and it's very nice. Okay, y'all. And today I wanted to talk about how it's not no, you know what I'm saying, no, y'all should know because of the coronavirus that it has been up to date that about 6.6 million people are jobless today, okay? 6.6 million Americans are jobless, and y'all should understand that because, you know what I'm saying, we all have to have a shutdown, and ain't that many jobs can be open. But because of the coronavirus, 6.6 million people they filed for unemployment, okay? And that's really bad, really bad. You know what I'm saying? Because it has been like, there was people that was working and they was living paycheck to paycheck. Now they get, you know, fired or laid off. And, you know what I'm saying? It's really bad for people like that. You know what I'm saying? And you have people that are complaining that you have people complaining they not working, and also you have people are wishing they was working. You know, you have other people that are still working, you know, the essential workers are still working, you know what I'm saying? And they's like, I don't understand why people are complaining that have jobs, you know what I'm saying, where some people are just sitting at home wishing they could be working, you know what I'm saying? So it's understandable on both sides, where you have people wishing they was working, and then you have people wishing that they wasn't working because they dealing with the coronavirus. You understand? So I can understand both sides of somebody wishing they was working and the other person that is working wishing they wasn't working because they dealing with the coronavirus. They putting their life on the line. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Because they can be killed at any moment, you know what I'm saying, with that coronavirus. So, you know, I want to, I have very much respect for the people who are putting their lives on the line for other people that are, you know, dealing with the coronavirus. Much respect to the people that are putting their lives on the line for the people that have coronavirus. There was one person that I was listening to that they said, was a doctor, said my job that person said it's not their job, it's their duty to be doing good service to people. This is what they sign up for, you know what I'm saying? So they said it's not their job, it's their duty to put their life on the line for people, you know what I'm saying? Because that's what they sign up for. So I thought that was really, you know, inspiring. Much respect for these people that are putting their lives on for people that have corona, okay, y'all? Okay, That's what I had to say for that. Then I want to talk about school closures. They have school closures. You know, they was back and forth. They first said, okay, we're going to go to April the 6th. Then they said, okay, we're going to go with May the 1st. Now they are saying that school is closed for the remaining of the year. So they keep it closed. It makes sense to keep it closed. Why would we come back May the 1st? They only have like a couple days to be. It don't make no sense. So it's better, it's safer that way to just close the school for the remainder of the year, you know what I'm saying? And this is in Indiana, you know. I don't know what's going on in other, you know, states and, you know, countries, but this is in Indiana. All schools in Indiana will remain closed for the rest of the school year, and they are offering online classes for the remainder of the academic year, okay? Indiana schools will be using e-learning for the remaining of the school year, okay, you guys? Okay, my input on it. I wish the kids could be in school, but I understand completely why the kids cannot be in school at all, you know what I'm saying, because of the coronavirus, you know what I'm saying, is you know, this pandemic and this crisis, you know, it's terrible, it's horrible, dealing with this coronavirus, COVID-19, so it's understandable why they chose to cancel school for the rest of the remainder of the year. Understand. Okay, you guys. So, I wanted to talk about the deaths and how many people have the coronavirus in the United States. In the United States, guys, okay? This has been... how many people have coronavirus in the United States? Confirming, it's been 236,339. Okay, so that's 336,339. Okay, people that was confirmed has the coronavirus. Okay. 336,339 people that has the coronavirus. And how many people in the United States have died of the coronavirus? It's confirmed that like 5,648 have died over it in the United States. Now, globally, across the whole world, it has been confirmed that 1 million people have the coronavirus. So confirmed that in cases that coronavirus, 1 million people has the coronavirus right now. Confirmed today on Thursday, Thriving Thursday. 1 million people has the coronavirus. That's a lot of people, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people that had the coronavirus, okay? And like 51,485 people have died from this virus. This is globally. 51,485 people has died globally. The whole wide world has died over the coronavirus. Okay, y'all. So let's go back. It says, how many people have died in the United States? How many people have died? 5,658 people have died in the United States over the coronavirus, and 236,339 people has the coronavirus, people. And globally, the world, the whole wide world, 1 million people have the coronavirus, people, okay? Now, how many people globally have died? 51,485, okay, reported, okay? So, you say reported, that means that's how much they reported. Now, it could be so many people, more people have died, but they just haven't reported, okay? So, that's how many people reported, okay? So, let's get that right. Now, let's go back to unemployment, okay? You got 6.648 million people, Americans, have filed unemployment, okay? That's a lot of people. And I'm sure it's probably more people that haven't filed, but you know what I'm saying, unemployment. But this is what's been reported, okay? So, and y'all know about the crisis, bill they sent for Donald Trump for this $2 trillion stimulus check that he signed for y'all to get y'all get money back for this pandemic crisis. I don't think $2 trillion is enough for everybody in the United States. I don't think $2 trillion is not enough money. It's not enough money for to help all these people. You got six point six more million people, Americans, that have filed unemployment. And think of this, how many people have reported. So many people probably haven't reported, you know, that needs help. And $2 trillion is not enough to help everybody. Donald Trump need to sign for some more money, okay? Okay. Okay. So I don't think $2 trillion is enough money to help everybody. He need to come up with some more money so we can help people. You know what I'm saying? So many people that need help. So many people need money. You know what I'm saying? To take care of themselves. So, you guys, go back to the deaths of this coronavirus, that so many people have died over this coronavirus, y'all, okay? So, I'm saying that, you know what I'm saying, I want to say my condolence to all the people that have lost their lives, all the people, you know what I'm saying, globally, all people that have lost their lives. I want to say my condolence. I can't even imagine losing a person, you know what I'm saying, my kids, I can't imagine. Period. You know what I'm saying? But I want my condolences to all the lives that have died of this coronavirus and just people that died, period. You know what I'm saying? My condolences. Rest in peace. You know what I'm saying? My thought of mine is to remember that God will not put nothing on you that you cannot bear. You know, is you know what I'm saying? So understand that things happen for a reason, okay? Because God planned this since the beginning of time. He already knew that whoever died today was gonna die. He already knew that before times. He already knew that he was gonna name you. He knew that your name was gonna be your name. Here he knew, you know what I'm saying? He knows what you're going to do before you know what you're going to do. God knows everything. Everything is in God's plan. It was already planned that whoever's going to die today was going to die today. It was already planned. So my encourage to you is God would not put nothing on you that you cannot bear, okay? That's in the Bible. God would not put nothing on you that you cannot bear. So understand that things happen for a reason, okay? Because it's in God's plan, okay? Since the beginning of time, before anybody was born, okay? It was already planned, okay? So, you guys, just know that God loves you and it's meant to be. It's meant to be for anybody to die. It's meant to be. You now have extra spirits watching over you and protecting you, okay, y'all? So, so just know that God loves you and your family that passed away, they love you too. They're going to be watching over you and protecting you, okay? So I know it's very hard to hear that right now, but you will understand it better by and by. Huh? You will understand it better by and by. By and by, you will understand it better by and by. Okay? So, okay, you guys, this is your girl, Black Sleep Beauty Queen. Please like, share, subscribe to my podcast. Thank you for listening. And God bless.